Hey guys, this is Angela Bless and welcome to the Angela Bless Show. It is Tuesday. Yay. We're doing our series on Tuesday. Our new series is called Help Find Me, and we talk about unsolved crimes, missing persons and missing children. You know, I think I'm going to do another day for unsolved crimes because there's so many crimes that's been committed in the United States. And I do really believe we still have a few decent, good detectives and law enforcement that really want these crimes to be solved the right way. Also, so we are on our 25th episode of Help Find Me. I was supposed to start in different states, but because I took on a part-time job to buy me some equipment and so forth like that, it's at night. I've been really tired, guys, so I gotta organize. There's no excuse. I own a media company, you know, so there's no excuse. I gotta organize and prepare ahead of time. But anyway, the 25 episodes we're dedicating to Ethan Press. Hopefully I said his last name right. It's P-A-T-Z. You can tune into Real Talk, the Angela Bless Show, every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. On Thursday, I usually use that platform for interviews and talk about topics, edification, encouraging words, and so forth like that. You can tune into Job Talk Sports Podcast. Run over there when you get time for you sports fans. I had Miss Benita Copeland as one of my interviewers, my guest for Monday, a very amazing woman. Go out there. Go check it out. Go check the interview out. The interview is really, really amazing. So moving along, we want to jump right in here. We still got the radio station. We're still building the website how I want it to be built, because I really want to draw all the traffic to my website and focus more on YouTube also, because Facebook is not really... Facebook sometimes, you know, wherever you go, they control the algorithm. But at the end of the day, God has the last say. So despite of who owns what, who's a billionaire, who's a millionaire, who's in certain kind of coast or whatever, God still has the finest say. So his yes is yes and his no is no. Amen. So we're going to start with our 25th episode. So if you did not know, the first milk carton, I love history. This is so amazing, but it's sad for this boy, this little handsome little boy also. Ethan was the first missing child to be on the milk carton. Look it up. Google for yourself. Yeah, I was amazed. I don't know what made me Google it. So I Googled it, and he is the first missing child to be on the milk carton, to be placed on the milk carton. And that's amazing. Ethan was 6 years old, a 6-year-old boy from Manhattan, New York, disappeared after walking the 2 blocks to his bus stop alone for the first time on May the 25th, 1979. When he didn't return home from school that afternoon, his parents, Julie and Stanley, reported him missing. So back then, it's not uncommon for children to walk by themselves to the bus stops or home. But by this being this child's first time, I would have probably walked him to the bus stop myself, you know, but to each his own. Stuff happens, you know, you're in a community that you think is safe, you know what I'm saying, and you think nothing's not going to happen. We don't know, you know what I'm saying. But despite a massive nationwide search effort, Ethan could not be found, and police was unable to find any answers as to who was responsible for snatching Ethan. The primary suspect for most of the investigation was Jose Ramirez, a friend of Ethan's former babysitter, who was arrested in the 1980s on other child molestation charges in Pennsylvania. He was questioned while in custody and confessed to abducting and raping a young boy the same day as Ethan's disappearance, who matched his description. However, he did not specifically identify Ethan, but merely claimed he was 90% sure it was him. He was. He also stated that description. He also stated that he left this boy alive afterward, meaning the boy would have permanently been able to return home. I think his story was wrong. I think he ended up changing the story after that. Anyway, he's was able to return home, unlikely Ethan. the 90% of confessions. So they want to know, I think they wanted a right now confession, but I'm not for sure if he was the right one. I was reading different articles and so forth, because as I get to the end, I'm gonna tell you, let me tell you about it. When Ramos bragged to another inmate in 1991 that he knew intimate details about Evans' disappearance, this father indicted that he may be involved, but police were not able to make a case against him. He was never charged. Even so, Evans' parents filed a civil lawsuit against Ramirez in 2004 and won $2 million in damages, and criminal case was left technical unsolved. Wow. The investigation was reopened in 2010, and 2 years later, the police and the foundation of his own home owned by one of the press neighbors, while the search yielded nothing, it received lots of media coverage and caused an influx of new calls, tips about the case. Luckily, one finally pointed authorities' direction to Pedro Hernandez, who was an 18-year-old stock boy at the Bagel, as I'm saying right, besides Ethan's bus stop at the time of the kidnapping. The tip revealed that Hernandez had admitted to previously killing a young boy while he was attending an open confessional at his church in 1982. Whoa. And when police questioned Hernandez's family about the incident, his brother-in-law and wife confirmed the story that the church confession was a long time open family secret that had been anxiously discussed again with news of the basement. Oh, wow. Not basement. Yeah, basement. Execution. What? Whoa. I'm sorry, guys. You've been making this because it gets weirder by the moment, because they think it was Ramirez, but it was actually Hernandez that probably did it. But I think this case takes a turn. Hernandez was in 2015 eventually confessed to luring Ethan into the bodega, strangling him and dumping his body in the trash nearby. The first trial was declared a mistrial after the jury became gridlocked at 11-1 verdict due to the lack of the body. The defense citing psychological evaluation and suggested that Hernandez may have been multiple mental illness and would have tainted his confession. But when Hernandez was retired, a new jury found him guilty of kidnapping and murder. After unsuccessfully appeal attempt, Hernandez was sentenced in April 18, 2017 to 25 years to life in federal prison. So you mean to tell me Hernandez's family knew this? Even the priest knew this, right? I don't know what type of oath that the priest or pastor has to take, but if it's a crime that was committed, don't you supposed to report it? You know, what kind of ties did this young guy have? I understand everyone wants to protect their child, but come on, man. Ethan is missing. Handsome young little boy. Why didn't anyone tell the police any sooner? Oh, my prayers to the family. Ethan's disappearance became a landmark moment in child abduction investigation thanks to Julie and Stanley, his parents' relentless search efforts. It was one of the first missing children's cases to campaign nationwide. Photographies and contact information were distributed on posters. I didn't know that. Wow, that's amazing. I'm sorry, I'm not like, you know, I'm just like, you learn something different every day. Wow. So his case brought a lot of attention. Not only, you know, at first I thought it was John Walsh's son that did bring a lot of, which it was, because it led for him to create that show that have got so many people locked up and found so many children. So, but I didn't realize that Julian Stanley was the cause for Ethan for being on the milk carton, because they push for it. They fall for this. First Miss Child's case to conduct publicly campaign nationwide. Photographers, posters, you name it, media outlets. That's amazing, though. Posters, distributed posters, newspaper, television broadcasts, and Ethan was the first Mr. Child to be child to have his picture shown on milk carton. See, I wasn't telling a story. In 1983, on the fourth anniversary of Ethan's abduction, President Ronald Reagan declared My phone's acting crazy, guys. I'm sorry. Declare May 25th to be missing National Missing Children's Day. Ethan's case, along with that of Adam Walsh and several other children abducted across the United States, also led to the establishment of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in an attempt to raise awareness about children predators and prevent such tragedies. This is amazing. I love when these organizations is set up to help other people, children, and loved ones that's looking for some type of closure. We still have a lot of missing people, children out there that need your help. If you see something, say something. You can remain anonymous. If you're a family member and you know your child or you know your uncle or your dad had done something, like you have evidence that they have done something. You know, say that has nothing to do with snitch. What if that was your child? What if that was your loved one that went missing and someone had information and don't want to release it? What if that was your loved one with an unsolved crime, and your mother is crying and hurt in the inside and is killing her because you knew something, but you didn't tell? The tables can easily flip. So if you know something, say something. There's too many missing children around the world in foster care, you know, from homes, you know what I'm saying? Just they go missing, trafficking, and so forth. You know something, say something. How can you live with yourself doing this to youth, to children? It's some sinister, evil things in this world. Very evil. But I'm going to keep my composure because I want to continue to bring you guys more stories about missing persons, missing children, and unsolved crimes. So I think I did take my time today. I want to start by doing the videos because I believe when you look at the pictures and so forth, it draws a lot of people in. So I think I'm going to go ahead and start recording this, the Help Find Me podcast, and put it on YouTube or try to go live, you know, get my ducks in a row, get myself situated, get myself right and not add too much on my plate, you know. But I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. If you do have a missing child, a missing person in particular, they do have certain websites that you can go on, especially missing children and the FBI. They allow you to go on certain sites to upload a picture, the child's or person height's weight, the last place they were seen at, and so forth. So do your research. Make sure you're not going on any scam websites, but go on the right website. That will help you. If anyone is have anyone that's missing in their family, do the posters, social media. We are the media. Stop blaming the media for not showing every missing person, missing child. You know, I don't know, you know, how their media work. I know how my media work. It's so many missing people, children. I'm trying to do my part as a media company to bring attention to missing persons, to trafficking, sex trafficking, and modern day slavery, because they kidnap people to work on their properties and in their houses and babysit their children. It's sad. So we're going to talk about that another day. But I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. And this is Angela Bliss, and I approve this message. Remember, God loves you. Despite of what you went through in life, God loves you. Amen.